Good evening, I'm Jane Durrell. If you've had it with big blockbuster museum exhibitions, I have a suggestion for you. The Cincinnati Art Museum just now has an engaging little show housed in a single gallery nestled within its Cincinnati wing. Elizabeth Norse, Rites of Passage, presents an artist who was born in Mount Healthy in 1859, but as an adult, she chose to live in France. Both she and her twin sister led lives deeply involved in art, and the sisters' connections as the wife of woodcarver Ben Pittman produced signature touches that may be seen in the adjoining galleries and elsewhere in our city. The definitive Norse show took place at the Art Museum 30 years ago, so some forgetfulness is natural. But significant Norse paintings have been on view in the museum's Cincinnati galleries down the years. Many of her works are familiar to me and other museum regulars. The pleasure here is in the unfamiliar ones. The introduction of a striking new art museum acquisition of Norse's work occasioned this exhibition, which also includes loans from both public and private collections. The works we know are buttressed by those we don't. The new work, The First Communion, is larger than anything else in the gallery and is a stunning showpiece produced by the artist in 1895, perhaps to demonstrate her considerable skills. Two girls, First Communion age, are seen in their white veils and dresses, the white so varied, such a marvel of painting, that you almost catch your breath. The taller figure of a nun, protective of these young innocents, is dressed in severe black. The original owner lent the First Communion to the museum from 1919 to 1935, but then she gave it to the Cincinnati Catholic Women's Association, where it hung for more than 70 years. Giving it up must have been a wrench for members of the association, but they recently sold it to the art museum in order to support their mission and to allow a wider public to enjoy it. Three small oil studies for the work are hung nearby, and a drawing for it is also displayed, so it's possible to see the artist exploring ideas before her final production. Elizabeth Norse's self-portrait, painted when she was in her 30s and still owned by a private collector, has been loaned for the show. Norse presents herself at her easel, brush in hand. She is slim and serious, and her blue eyes look directly out at the viewer, so that it seems that she must be painting you. I rather wish that could be true. Elizabeth Norse, Rites of Passage, is on view at the Cincinnati Art Museum now through March 2nd. For further information, see wvxu.org. For Round Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.